A group of teachers hold their phones in front of their faces, and using the camera, they're looking at the classroom they're standing in, when suddenly, a zombie appears. Then a warning that they need to reach a safe house or they'll be eaten alive. With that, they face a series of locked doors, and to open them and escape the undead's grasp, they need to answer a series of vocabulary questions. Wait, what? This is an augmented reality game about zombies, yes, but it's also a language arts lesson for middle school students. This session was part of the Steaming It Up conference at Northern Illinois University. And if you don't know what augmented or virtual reality means or what the difference is, here's a breakdown. Virtual reality is when you put on a headset or glasses that drops you into a new three-dimensional world. Augmented reality is when a device or app alters your perception of your world. Think of the popular mobile game Pokemon Go, where the pocket monsters you want to catch pop up on your phone screen, scamper across your yard or wherever your phone camera's pointed. Hal Brinnison is an undergraduate researcher at NIU who helped present on AR.
It's sometimes difficult to think of uses for these technologies besides like, oh, that's cool, especially in education. Like, what are students actually gaining from seeing the ocean in a VR headset? Like, what can we measure about, what can we create that's new?
That question is the crux of this conference. Stacey O'Daniel teaches business education and technology at Genoa Kingston High School. This is her first year in the classroom after years as an education administrator in the private sector. O'Daniel knows she has some catching up to do, especially when it comes to new technology. And she hopes conferences like this one can help her learn more to keep up with her students. She also attended another AR-VR workshop in the fall.
I took it back to my students and they taught me. They liked to research what was out there and they brought those applications back to me. And that's how we moved forward with it. So it really was a student-led project.
She first started integrating the AR-VR lessons with her school's computer club.
So they really like the science ones, okay, where they can look at the human body and focus in on different parts and see what each part does and how it relates to another part.
Just being introduced to the concepts and platforms is useful, especially as AR and VR become more mainstream. And while Genoa Kingston High School students explore that, surgeons at Stanford University Medical Center use 3D models in VR to simulate surgeries. They can use images from their actual patient to map their strategy before they even break any skin.
The education system has to change, and we have to meet these kids where they're at. For example, the AR-VR, kids are learning through this, and we're meeting them where their skill sets are instead of trying to put them in our box.
But collaboration isn't limited to conferences. It's also online. Hal Brinnison says Metaverse, the augmented reality app the teachers were using, is a great example.
Another reason we chose Metaverse, it already has an existing online teacher community, so you can look up and browse through different games.
Matthew Swed is an undergraduate researcher studying applied mathematics at NIU. In another session, he gave educators the basics of Unity. It's a software engine used to build video games.
I just want to kind of like go through it a bit so that you're not completely overwhelmed.
Swed built a makeshift catapult in the software's 3D space. Then he dropped a weight on it and launches a ball across the screen. The software gives you the tools to learn how to build video games with little to no coding experience. Luckily, like Metaverse, there's an online ecosystem in place to help you learn. Students and teachers can find step-by-step tutorials, quick recipes for simple games.
As a high school student, if you had handed me this software, a bunch of videos, and said, this is how, like, video games are made, I wouldn't have even needed a classroom setting.
And Stacey O'Daniel hopes to inspire that kind of curiosity when she takes the tools back to her classroom for the next generation of programmers, engineers, and artists. I'm Peter Mudlin.